This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. And in the studio with us now is the one and only Michael McGreevy. He is with Long & Foster. He's a real estate agent, but he is also vice president and associate broker, and also 2014 Realtor of the Year. How do you get that title?
You'd ask for the people that put me there.
Wow. And then you also have all these, we always talk about on the show, all these things behind your name. You have a CRS, CRB, SRS, and an ABR.
Correct.
That's a lot of schooling.
It is. Those designations are nationally recognized by the National Association of Realtors. And for, you know, people in the audience, if they're interested, they should probably go to the realtor.org website and check them out.
Okay, very cool. Because I'm seeing more and more of that, and there's so many different associations that we always try to tell people to go to that website. What's that website again?
It's realtor.org.
Realtor.org, and you put in the code, and it tells you, like, what the schooling is?
Yeah, they'll have a search box, and you just would type in the acronyms like ARB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when people get, like, a couple of referrals of who they should call as an agent, and they see these codes, they should be able to decode it somewhere.
I'm sure if you just kind of Google the coding of it, you come up with some answers as well.
I always forget about Google. And so, Michael, you're here because we're going to talk about the projections for 2015 in the housing market. And before we start, because I want to let our listeners know your background, we got you a past president of GCAR. You're also the vice president associate broker for Long & Foster over in the Silver Spring downtown office. And you also were 2014 Realtor of the Year. So you have a really big background in this industry. How long have you been in the business?
I've been licensed as a real estate agent or a little salesperson since 1985. So April 1st, no fooling, will be my 30-year anniversary.
Well, license. Happy almost anniversary.
Thanks.
And how do you pull all this information and data together? Is it because you're heavily connected in the real estate industry?
You know, Todd, I think a lot of it comes from just being in the business so long. And so the connectivity and the depth of it, but also the broad width of it is tremendous. And so I don't have to seek out a lot of the trending information. It just comes to me on a regular basis. So, and there's a ton of subscriptions you can get through your computer, right? So I subscribe to Inman News and a number of other providers that give me just information all day long.
So you live and breathe real estate.
Yeah, until I go to bed, and then I dream of houses that I can't really afford, but that's different.
So you live and breathe real estate.
I do.
We have people on the show that basically I live and breathe what I do. I mean, I thought it was a candy in a candy store when I was over at that press conference.
It's nice over there.
Oh, it's really nice, especially the people we get to meet.
Yeah.
And someone's listening.
Yeah. Yeah, I love real estate. It's even before I was licensed, I worked at a rental community in Wheaton, and I was, you know, one of the guys that sat there on the weekends and kind of entertained possible or potential renters. And then I became the assistant manager.
Nice.
And then I got out of that and started in new home sales. And then from there, I actually got licensed and do what I do.
Okay, that's wonderful. But I'm so glad that you're here because it wasn't easy getting you in here. I had to like call certain people and say, can you get them in here? And I don't know how we got you in here, but thank you so much for being here. So for our listeners, what I'd like to get into is the projections for 2015 for the housing market. I don't want to bore them with information and details, but this is important stuff that people need to know about and what's going on. So
right.
Take it away.
Yeah, and I I don't want to bore anyone either with details, but it's important to know that these are just
just throw a joke in between.
but you know, they're projections based on trends, right? So like if you would have had me on here last year, we would have talked about how the interest rate is probably going to be, you know, 4.5% to 5% by the end of 2014.
Right.
Didn't happen. It's just a prediction, right?
Correct.
Right. And so I think one of the interesting things that I'm seeing that people are talking about in 2015 is the investors participating in the market is going to start to subside. They're not finding the properties that make sense to them anymore because investors like to buy low and they like to sell high.
Of course.
Right? But with the recent price growth starting to slow, they can't sell the properties that they're purchasing much higher than what they bought it for. So there's not that, what we call a spread. There's not the spread in the market that they used to enjoy.
And it's interesting, coming up next, we have the guys that are basically sell the foreclosed properties for Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and they talk about that because it's not typically sometimes the best investment for someone that's investing.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's this lure that everyone has when they're talking about, you know, when they're looking for a property. I want to buy a foreclosure. Oh, do you really? I mean, as someone in the business, I'm thinking, do you really? But
right.
They want to buy a foreclosure. They want to buy a fixer upper. They want to buy something that visually, you know, the optics are, I can go in and I can, you know, I can throw the paint on it, change the carpet, refinish the floors, put windows in, and all of a sudden I've realized a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 appreciation, and I can move in there with, you know, Fluffy the cat and Snoopy the dog. And
it's like the generation, they never saw the Goldie Hawn movie. The money pit?
The money pit, right.
Like, that's basically what you're doing. I mean, I'm not putting down that there's people that can qualify and have the credentials to buy a house and fix it up. But if you don't know what you're doing...
It's dangerous.
Correct. Yeah. But by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Michael McGreevy. He's VP and Associate Broker of Long & Foster in Silver Spring Downtown Office. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Mike, what other information you got for us?
Just to follow up on the investor part is that when the investors start to move away from the marketplace, more traditional buyers come into the marketplace because they don't have they are now not competing with investors who have pockets full of cash.
Right.
Good. And the kind of the downside to that for realtors is that when the buyers come in, they're also going to be, or at least they have the privilege to be pickier about what house they're looking at. They may not cast away the home inspections and the contingencies for financing and appraisal that they had to do a few years ago because the competition was so tough.
It's a buyer's market.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a buyer's market, Todd, but that it's trending that way. So I think it's pretty cool.
And to explain what I was just talking about, buyer's market and seller's market, someone always has the upper hand. And there's times that the seller has the upper hand because the seller can basically get away with whatever they want, and then the buyer sometimes can, get away with whatever they want. So right now, you're saying it's going towards a buyer's market.
Yeah, I think it's fairly balanced today, and I hope that we see a nice balanced market until I no longer do this. But realistically,
me too.
Realistically, that doesn't happen, and so it tends to sway one way or another. And as we stay in a stable market, I think that's terrific. But if predictions are such that properties are going to come on the market and ideally financing is going to become a little more accessible to people.
Which it is.
And the investors are starting to withdraw a little bit. And I'm not talking about foreign investors. I'm talking about the people that buy the houses and fix them up and reflip them for a profit, you know, in a short period of time. Then I think that we will start to see the buyers a little more in control of their destiny when they go to buy a house instead of the sellers telling them what they need to do.
Wonderful. Well, I do have a question for you, and it's what I've learned when I was meeting with the Secretary Castro, is at the end of this year, 2014, anyone that basically bought a house and fixed it up, if someone wanted to buy that property through FHA, they could buy it immediately. That expired. So now the person that fixes it up puts it on the market. They can't get anybody to use FHA until they hold on to the property for 6 months.
Right.
Do you feel that should be extended?
Do I feel that the expiration should be extended?
Correct.
Right? Yeah. I don't see where having that in place damaged our marketplace.
Not damaged, but would it help our marketplace moving forward?
What I'm saying is that I don't see why it needed to expire. Because I didn't see having that policy in place hurt us.
Okay.
So if it didn't hurt us, then I think it's wise, maybe, to put
That's
it back in
place. That's a good
point
place. Of view.
Yeah.
I like how you speak.
I like how you listen.
That's an interesting point of view. I like that. Okay. So moving forward, what else you got for us?
I don't know. I mean, I think that the investor thing is pretty cool. The trends are going to happen.
Now, Michael, what do you think about the millennials and the baby boomers?
Yeah. Two things is, I think there's been a lot of people sitting on the fence about selling that are finally going to pull the trigger, right? And put their properties on the market. And this is great news for people in the market, which leads me to the millennials. The millennial population right now is about the age of 13 to 34. So we assume that the 13 to 18 or 13 to 17 is not going to be buying a property, right?
Right. Okay.
So of those people in 18 to 34 of the millennial population, a lot of them have been postponing purchasing a home because they've been in favor of renting. And that's going to change in 2015 as more millennials start families and seek more stability in their communities.
Well, I hope to see it go in that direction because...
It will. Trust me, I'll be here and I'll tell you that the predictions came true and life
will
be good.
Well, I'm going to follow these predictions because I like your predictions. And if they come true, I want to follow your predictions in the future. But let me ask you a question. You offer these market snapshots.
I do.
Would you be able to offer that to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the market snapshot is a great opportunity for those people sitting at home that want to know what's going on in their local community, perhaps their subdivision, or even their zip code. Kind of tells, you know, what's happening, what's the trend over the last year, and where is it going in the future? And that's kind of what we're talking about. I'd like to share it with anyone that wants to call in.
Perfect. So I like that for you. Our listeners, this is the opportunity to get on the list so you can get a market snapshot for you in your zip code or your neighborhood. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444, and just text in snapshot and I'll know who to give it to. Coming up next, we have a big surprise. We got two people. It's Neil Green and Tucker Davis. They're with Avery Hess Realtors, and they got some wild niches. That's a good word, niche, I guess. I mean, not a lot of other people are doing it.